Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. With TT 2025 fast approaching, we at Manx Radio have recently had the chance to catch up with some of the stars set to grace the Snaefell Mountain course once again this year. And one of those is the reigning senior TT champion Davy Todd, and I don't think it's an understatement to say it's been a hectic few months for him. After splitting from FHO Racing in February, he and fellow TT competitor Peter Hickman have become co-owners of the new 810 Racing team, which makes its TT debut this year. I got the chance recently to sit down with Todd to find out how he's found setting up a whole new squad, as well as understanding he and the team's ambitions for the 2025 Racing Fortnight.
Yeah, certainly hectic's definitely the word. It's been a crazy couple of months getting everything prepared and ready. Fortunately, me and Peter have had a fantastic group of guys behind us, a fantastic group of people involved with the 810 Racing team. Putting everything together has been a rushed experience, certainly, but we're making sure we want to do things right. Fortunately, with the support of BMW, becoming the official BMW Motorrad team is something really cool and an opportunity that me and Peter couldn't turn down. So working with Pete has been is a really cool experience, to be fair. We were friends already and only become better friends since this happening. So it's great to be partnered with a guy like Pete. Obviously knows what he's doing, has a successful business and already a successful race team in PHR, which he will still run as well alongside this. And it's been mental and certainly last minute. It'd have been great to have 6 months to a year to work things out, but trying to do everything that teams would normally do in 6 to 8 months in a period of a couple of months has been tough. So mostly for the guys, they've been working so hard to put everything together, and know me and Pete will do our best to what we've got.
Just on the BMW side of things as well, having that factory support there, we see plenty of riders move here and there throughout the years, and it can be a big challenge to get the money together, get all the components together that you need. But to have that platform to start with, how important has that been in these last few months to try and get you set up as quickly as possible?
Yeah, to have the team and the platform and everything is a super important piece of the puzzle for me and Pete, to have the right personnel, the right people around, BMW on board. We've both been riders of the BMW machinery the last couple of years and supported by BMW. So it was a massive part of everything to us to have to make sure BMW were involved with our journey going forward, and it's worked out exactly that way. BMW have been a big part of our new team, and that's the perfect situation for us both. Yeah, so we needed that. We needed them involved, and the personnel that we have involved. I've brought a couple of people with me from my team last year, and Pete's kept his people involved who were involved with last year. We've got the dream team as such. We just needed a couple more months to get everything organised, but the guys are pulling together and making it happen.
And on 810 Racing itself, of course, you and Peter are now co-owners of the team as well. So how are you going to balance this year, not just going out there and racing, trying to get results, but also being co-owners, managing all the logistics around it?
Yeah, it's, as I said before, it's a really exciting thing, becoming a co-owner with Pete. Honestly, the team won't take any managing. You know, all the guys, all the people that we have involved with 810 Racing, they all know what they're doing. They know the job, and we're going to approach it in a different way. We want it to be fun. We want it to be enjoyable for everybody, not just us, the riders. We want to be successful, of course, but we want to do things in a different way. We know a happy rider is a fast rider, but also the team work well when they're happy too, and we've really thought about that in our approach to how we run 810 Racing. So yeah, like I said, the goal for us all is to have a great time, to enjoy ourselves, to do a great job, of course, but we need to be a happy, fun team for all that to work out, and that's definitely our goal.
And after last summer, of course, with the Milwaukee BMW team, you won the senior race, you won the Superstock race, and even on the Ducati as well, a couple of podiums in the 600s as well. So I suppose the question would be, you know, why did the change feel necessary, I guess?
There was just a lot of reasons. When things are going good, you always have a lot of offers on the table of different things that you can do. And one of my main priorities that my people stayed the same, and my people have stayed the same on the most part. You know, my crew chief Stuart and mechanic Mike have stayed with me, and those are some of the keys to my success last year. I wanted to stay on a BMW, and my team from last year, as we've all seen, have moved to Ducati, and I didn't want to do that after after having my first success on a BMW. I certainly wanted to stay with BMW. The brand had been good to me, and I loved the bikes. I loved the machinery, so I didn't want that to change. And yeah, like having this opportunity with Pete to do something different is an exciting one. So one that couldn't be passed up, and something people haven't done before. You know, yes, we see privateers running their own thing, but not on this kind of level. You know, a level of a top team, and having that opportunity to do it our own way and do our own thing as a top team, I think is a really cool opportunity and something that could be potentially game changing to do something like that. So yeah, we'll try our best to do a good job with it and make a success, and hopefully it does change the game a little bit.
Just two more questions. First off, I'll probably ask you the most obvious one, really. For 810 Racing, what are the ambitions and wants from TT this year?
Oh, certainly for the TT, the ambitions for both me and Pete is to win. We understand that we both can't win at the same time, but if one of us doesn't win, we're definitely rooting for the other one to win, you know. So the goals are to be 1-2 in all the races, and if we can do that, it'll be a great success, you know. We've both shown that we can do that. I showed that I can win last year, and Pete's shown that he can do that on multiple occasions. So I think we're both in a really good place right now, maybe better than we've ever been, you know, riding wise and comfort wise in the team that we now have. We're both extremely happy riders, like I said before, and that makes fast riders. So with a new BMW M1000RR, the 2025 model, I think it's a good recipe for race wins around the TT. So yeah, both our goal is to do that, and we'll try our best and see how it pans out.
And just finally for you personally as well, you had the senior and Superstock wins last year. Of course, the senior, the real coveted one. Every TT win's good, but everyone wants to win the senior. But if you were, along with ambitions in those two races, are there any others in particular that would stand out to you if you were able to get a win in them?
Honestly, any TT win at all is special. I want to win all of the TT races. You know, I can't say that I'm going into any race thinking that one's more important than the other. But yeah, senior TT is, you can't beat a senior. Senior and Superbike are the big ones. You want to win the big bike races more than anything, I think. For me, not necessarily all riders, but the big bike race are the toughest ones. Superstock next, Supersport, Super Twin, I guess. But you want to win them all, and they're all super important. I'm back with the Padgett's team on the smaller bikes, on the 600cc bike and the lightweight, the Super Twin bike. We've got some great bikes for those classes as well. And yeah, as I say, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't coming to the TT in 25 to challenge for wins in every class. I've got the bug now. I've got the weight lifted off my shoulders of them first couple of wins, and I know I can go back and do it again with the right package. So yeah, I'll be trying my best to be on that top step of the podium again, and living the dream a little bit more, hopefully.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.